Okay, we're starting the new parak, parak sheni. Daf yud aleph amud aleph. Hatruma v'bikurim, hayavin alayhim misa. So the Mishnah is going to compare truma and bikurim together, because after all it says the truma siyadcha is bikurim, and we learn that the Torah says that bikurim is called truma. So you chayav for both of them misa. If a person eats it, who mays it, he's chayav misa de shemayim. If he's not a kohen. B'chaymish, if you eat it for shaygig, to pay an extra chaymish. We mentioned earlier that if it's the replacements, you don't pay a chaymish. Asurim lezorim. So that's a question. What does it have to say that for? We just said chayv misa. What do you have to say? It's also lezorim. So you know, when I saw it, I thought, well, maybe after I give it to the coin gave it away to somebody else. So it's telling me that it's still also to him. I don't know. We'll see the Gemara, I guess. So he nifs a kohen. They are the nechasim of the kohen. That is to say, he can use the bikurim to mekadesh an isha or to make purchases with. It's his nechasim. It's not from Mishochon Gavaya. It's not Mishochon Gavaya. It takes 101 to be mevatel it, just like truma. You have to wash your hands before you eat it, because stam yadayim shni yisheim. Tahar shemesh, if you went to the mikveh, you have to wait until tzitz hakachavim to eat it. Harela b'truma b'kor. This is mashayin b'maiser, which is not the case b'maiser. So what does that mean, mashayin b'maiser? Let's see. A couple of marafoldas here, which are interesting. For example, when it says over here, Hayavin Aleihem Misa. So let's take a look at that one. It's an important one. You see the marafolda?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the marafolda. Im Achlan Zar B'mezid, B'chaymesh and Machlan B'shaygeg, Zach the marafolda, La'acha Shehivin La'azara Mayri. We're talking about the Kurim that you brought to the Azara already. The ilu kaidim shehivion, if it's before you brought it to the Azara time, but tisefta behedya, shehinu chayim hu chayim shachar for shasit. It says in the first one, tisefta, if you're mafish bikurim in your field, and you haven't brought it to the Azara yet, and you ate it b'mezin or b'shogi, whatever, there's no chayim chayim, there's no chayim misa deshmaim in that case. Chozab bikurim, by truma, of course, you chayim chayim as soon as you're mafish it. So that's an important chalak to be aware of. It's Nifsei Kohen, so he says Lekali Shisha, like Nismahem Avon Mekakois, Ubalei Chaim, I'm sorry, Ubal Chayiv, Goyve Mehem, they could be collected on debt. Okay, next.
Is he Chayiv Misa for Truma? Is the person
Chayiv? Yeah. Yeah, same thing.
That's so why did he leave it out?
Why did he leave what out?
The last line in the previous, Abu Vatruma Chayiv Bechomish, Tekev Achan, also,
Misa. He's trying to make mechalik between the chiyuv chaimish. But you're right. It's the same thing. You're absolutely right. It's the same thing. But Violet, you can't even die from our folder like that. He's not that level of Rashi. What?
I don't know where you're up to in reading the Gemara.
I'm reading our folder here. Tuna Rakhisis.
11A1.
Mashen Kim and Meiser. Look at our folder, Mashen Kim and Meiser. Meiser Sheni. So that Meiser is Meiser Sheni. It's not the Mar folder. The Amy Misa Vachemish. When you say it's not that way by Meiser Sheni, what are we talking about? There's no Misa, there's no Chomesh. Nechal a Bailam to eat, the Bailam could eat it. Lachila Davkan eat, Nevloshian Nechasav. It's given to him just for eating, but not that it's his Nechasim. But meaning that if you're Makadosh and Isha, she's not Makudashas. That's a Machlaikis in the Gemara Kedushin, right? Ve'ino le'ela b'echad ameya. It's not Bathel and Echad ameya because it's Dabar She'esh and Matirin, because you could be paideit, right? Ve'in ton her shemesh, afil l'tum d'raisa. You don't have to wait till it says Echavim. Tavav Allah, Eichel ma'aser, ve'in tzorach her shemesh. Okay, see, this is the Masha Enkei.
So the point of the last three words of the Mishnah is that all of these things just listed is exactly the opposite.
By it's not true by Meiser Sheni, correct. So he speaks
of plenty of things that could have been said, and it's not Meiser Sheni, but it's the whole list.
Yeah, that's right. So the Gemara says, Ksiv. Truma Bikurum. So it says, Ksiv. Anihine Santal Chas Mishras Trumosai. It says that I've given to you the guarding of my, it says, Lashon Rabbim, Trumosai. Which, Shtei Trumas, it's two Trumas, Ha Truma Habikurim. So you see, it calls them both Truma. Truma de Ksiv, Vaisol of Chayt, Vamesi Vakil Chavluhu. We know Misa by Truma to finish a Pasuk. Right? And Habikorim, because that's the second Truma. So if we know there's Misa by the core Truma, then by extension automatically that there's Misa by the secondary Truma, which is Bikorim. Dixiv, Havesim Shoma Olo Sechem. He brings the whole pasuk in number one. Havesim Shoma Olo Sechem is Zivchechem, Vehismai Sor Sechem. That's Trumas Yevchem. That's the main part of the pasuk is the last three words. That's Trumas Yevchem. Elu habikurim, the Trumas Yevchem is the Bikurim. The Ksiv, because just like it says the word Yad over there, it also says Yad by Bikurim, because it says, so we know that the word Yad refers to Bikurim. So just like Yad over there is Bikurim, so we know Trumas Yevchem is also Bikurim. Okay, so you conclude the second Truma offering, that the second Truma offering
is
Mishmer, as referred to, is indeed Bikurim, and that the penalty of premature death for illegal consumption of Mishmeris items applies to Bikurim also. That's basically a dilemma, exactly the way he says it. So the Gemara says, maybe it's not talking about Bikurim altogether, maybe we're talking about Kachim. Right? How do you know that when it says Mishmeris, it's referring to the Bikurim. Maybe it's referring to the offerings. Seven. So he says, we're suggesting that perhaps the assumption is wrong. The actual meaning of Truma is separated portion. So perhaps the term Truma in Numbers refers rather to the portions that are separated from offerings from the Kohanim. That could also be called a type of truma, right? So the context of the psukim will also be that way. Okay, so the Gemara says like this: Kfar ksiv karis b'kachim. It already says karis by kachim. Okay, does he bring the pasuk? Yeah, pasuk 8 in 8. He says v'nikra sahan nafshahim milfanai and yashem. So there's already a pasuk that says karis over there.
So therefore,
this would just be repetitious. When it tells you, this pasuk is not talking about that. So the Gemara says, "Hey, misa v'karis v'kachim." Maybe there's both misa.
Excuse me. Which pasuk are we talking about now? Not the Vayeshem Shem pasuk, right? Because there's no karis mentioned there.
One second. Let me see here.
Oh, I see number 6, he says, it's the
pasuk in
Emor, Kadosh.
Emor Aleim, there are some Kadosh, Moshe Kedusha, Menisha, Moshem, the Tumor say your love.
Next word is Venechrasa.
It says Venechrasa.
Yeah, that's what it's talking
about. Okay? Okay, the different psukim that we're talking about. Okay, I don't have all the psukim in front of me right here. Anyway, so the Gemara asks, let's say Misa and Karis by Kachim. Let's say there's both. That you have Misa Bidei Shemayim, and you also have Karis. So how come just because it says Karis by Kachim, maybe the Misa is also that way? So the Gemara says, Chiyesh Meish, Chazor Meis. Once you Nichrasah, you can't have Misa Bidei Shemayim because you're already cut off. Now here's the Gemara is going to go into a lengthy discussion. This is the yisod of all the Rishonim that quote throughout Bavli, the Yevamos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and Moed Katan, Daf Chof Ches. If you want to look into these in Yonim, this is where these are. There's a Ramban, Tarsa Adam, and the Parashat Chumash. There's a lot of raid about this, but this is the headquarters of the differences between Karis and Misa Bidei Shemayim. Everything you wanted to know is right here. I also looked it up in Encyclopedia Talmudis, Chelek Lam Beis. There's a thing under Misa Bidei Shemayim. I'm sorry, it's under Chaf, under Karis, And he puts Koras and Misa De Shemayim both in the same article, and a whole long arichus over there, all the different shitas. But let's just read the Rishama here, because the Rishama here is asking very simple, is saying a very simple test. How could you have Koras for Kachim and also have Misa De Shemayim for Kachim if you were already Nichras, you're not going to be Misa? Because Koras is earlier than Misa. That's the way the Rishama is asking. Oh. It's going to become clear in a second. Kadot Tony. It says in this Braisa, Hameis l'chamishim shono, Meis v'hikaris. Someone dies at the age of 50.
40 died.
It could be, this is a big shiloh over here. Some people say it means anything from 50 until 60. The range, it's not before 50, but it's 50 to 60. Some people say it's up until 50, whatever. Everything you can imagine is machlokas here. But anyway, that's called Koras. L'chamishim u'shnayim, if he dies at age 52, so that's Misas Shmuel HaNavi. That's not considered Koras. Shmuel HaNavi died at 52, so therefore, I had an uncle that died at 52, so, you know. L'shishim...
So what is that?
That's positive.
That's not, I don't know if it's positive, but it's not Koras.
You died young. If you lived as long as Shmuel, we should all live by Shmuel.
We all live longer than that already, so let's keep going.
Let's see, in 13 it says, he has died the death of Samuel the prophet. Alei Torah suggests the Bryce includes this statement here to teach us that not all people who die at a young age are guilty of some transgression. Sometimes the original grant of life was given only for a short period of time, like Shmuel, which we're going to talk about in a second. So, In other words, it's very important to know that. You know, a lot of times you have people who die unfortunately at a young age. Doesn't mean that they were chayv koras. That's why he puts the statement here. Okay, good. Something positive here. Lishishim, if they die at the age of 60 and above, misam or b'tarah. So that's chayv misam de shamayim. Lishivim, what if you die at 70? Misa shal seva, old age. Shmoinim, Misa Shal Zikna. Mikan Ve'elach, if you die after 90, apparently, or from 80 on, it says over here in English, Chai Yitzar, he's living a life of pain. As the Baina, as it took Bay, the Baina, whatever, there are some people who never, you see them, they live Chai Yitzar, but...
After 70, then, that means the death that person experiences is not in the consequence of Avodish.
No, I didn't say that. I said that Yerushalmi, tomorrow's Yerushalmi is going to ask that question. What happens if someone goes ahead and eats chalev and he's 75 years old? So the Yisr, the Einish for chalev is Karis, right? So he's beyond 50. Lechel v'chadi, is he going to eat and rejoice? That's the list of Yerushalmi, very interesting, what Yerushalmi lost it. So they want to know, so how is he chayv Karis? Should I give away the teretz?
Yeah.
The teretz. Yerushalmi says he dies suddenly. If he gets sick and he dies within 3 days, it's called karas of yomim. So it's still possible to have karas after age 60, 70, 80, whatever it is, if you do the averus of karas or of misa d'shamayim for that matter, same thing.
If you look at more increases, yeah, there are three different definitions of what karas is. Because the Torah sometimes calls it menichasa, sometimes the pasuk uses
a double lashon karis dikaris, correct?
Yeah, so there are three different the machlokas what they are.
It's a big machlokas. That's correct. Yeah.
So when a guy is 75, he could still have karis according to some of the rishonim.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, Yerushalmi is going with a very simple outlook. It's not complicated, it's based on age. And Tosfos in Yevamos quotes this, quotes it b'shem Rashi. Rashi, he calls it b'shem, I think, Revolt. Rashi apparently in Shabbos seems to say that Koras includes the children.
Tosfos
disagrees with that. Anyway, so there's a whole bunch of different things. Tosfos has a sheet that it's only when it says Ariri that it includes the children. If it doesn't say Ariri, then it doesn't include the children. So this is, like I said, everything is a machlokes. No matter what option you choose, you'll find somebody that matches you. Okay. Next. So anyway, that was the answer to the Gemara. So that's why it can't be that that you're chayiv karis and misa at the same time for kachim, because once you're chayiv karis, it's already done. Right? Based on what we just said, it's not an answer? I don't see why not. So the Gemara says, Vaita, Ma chomes meimar meis l'chamishim meis l'karis. Where do you see 50 is what karis is? Where do you see such an idea? So the Gemara says, Ksiv, says in Pasuk, Al takrisu ashev meshkoit ha-kohasi. So the kohasi are carrying they're carrying the things from the Mishkan. So it says that they should cover over the kelim so that they should not be nena from seeing the kelim, because if they're going to see the kelim, they're going to be nichras. They'll be al tachrisu eshev takohasi. We're trying to prevent their death. So this is what you should do. Asu lahem dover shal takana. Do this that will remedy this danger. They shouldn't feast their eyes on the holy ark, for if they gaze at the ark, they will immediately die. They shouldn't look as if the holy ark is this. Okay? Now, this can only take place before the age of 50 years is reached. It says that after 50 years, they no longer can
schlep.
That's it. No more schlepping after age 50 for the Levium.
Right.
For the Kohanim.
Kohasi
is, one second.
Levites.
Kohasi is the Levites, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They carry the ark.
Right, they're carrying it.
Till 50. After 50, all they do is sing and watch the gates.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, good. Right. Now, okay? Mm-hmm. So since this death is termed by the earlier verse a death of Karis, al takarisu, a shave takasi, so you see the lashon of Karis is used in the Pasuk, so you see it takes place before the age of 50 years is reached. It's a little bit of a strange proof, you know? See, this is when he says over here, like Dov said before, he was raising this issue. Following three points are evident. When the Brisa says the age of 50, it's talking about the 50th year of life, the year between the 49th and 50th birthday. Because it's when they turn 50, when we say we turn 50. So it means you, one second. When you say you turn 50, you've completed 50 years
right.
of life.
Right.
So when do they become apostle? Once they reach the age of 50, right?
Right.
So what's his point here over here? What does he want?
They completed 50 years.
The year between 49th and 50th birthday.
That's
okay, the karis can actually take place before the 50th year also. The Brisa means it can take place even within the 50th year, certainly sooner. See, karis does not take place after the 50th year is completed. In other words, if it was possible to take place after 50th year, then the Pasuk wouldn't be a good raya. Because the Pasuk is telling me, right, we're trying to learn, Al-Takrisu is telling me that the limit is 50. But if Karis can take place after turning 50, then what do you do with this Pasuk? This Pasuk is only talking about up until age 50, not beyond. Okay. Next. Rav Oven Ray the Rav Tanchum Rav Tarfon Rav Trifon Shmuelay Minhocha. You may from some Hemshiv Mshana. David HaMelech says, right, our days of our lives are. Is this David HaMelech? Is this David HaMelech?
Yes.
I know, but is this the one that begins with Tefillah LaMoshe? Where is this one?
Tzadik
Yud.
Does this start with Tefillah LaMoshe?
No.
Don't you say that? Don't you
say
that?
Don't
you say that?
Don't
you say that? Don't You may say ten by him shivim shana. Days are our years are 70 years. We gevurah shmanim shana. Say mayhem esim shana she'ein betzim shamala ein shana. So here's the way he's going to learn this. The way he's going to learn it is like this. There's a simple way to read this Gemara, and there's a more complex way to read the Gemara. The simple way to read the Gemara is, the Gemara is, I would tell you, just outside, just I would say, person, his average lifespan is 70. First 20 years, he doesn't get oinesh. So he doesn't get an oinesh until he's 20. So you take off the first 20 years. So it's 70 minus 20 equals 50, and that's ending up with 50. But that's not what he says. He says what you do, the Gemara is referring to the Gevurais. So you start with 80. You subtract 20 from 80, and you get 60. Half of 60 is 30. 30
plus
20. And 30 plus 20 equals 50. Because what he's doing is he's saying Chorus is cutting it in half. Okay? And then he's adding that half to the 20 years. I don't know why they have to go through this crazy way of learning this Gemara, but okay. That's what it says here. Take away from the 80 years the first 20 years. You're left with 60 punishable years. Kars means cut in half. For karsing, you cut it in half. You get 30. Then you add the 30 for the first 20 for a total of 50. Nifta Soymer, Hameis, the Hamishim Shona, Meis be Kars. Okay, that's the Cheshvan. L'Hamishim Rishnayim, Mises Shmuel HaNavi. So now the Gemara says an interesting thing here. Rav Abba Breider, Rav Papi, Rav Yeshua, the Sifna, the Shem, Rav Levi, they said the following: B'chol etzav yamaisa d'rasa sayimach l'masa. In all toil there's profit, but the word of the lips only detracts. So what does this mean? What's it referring to? Hannah, when she prayed, Aidei Sheribsa v'tfilosa, because she was praying so hard for a child, she said, what did she say? V'yashav sham ar oilam. So because she said those words, Kitzra Yomo Shal Shmuel, she caused Shmuel to live less. She shortened his lifetime because of the language she used in her tefillah. Because she said, I want my son to be there, Ad Olam. What does Ad Olam mean? Ad Olam means Olamo Shal Yovel, which is 50 years. So because she prayed and used a language that my son should serve, in Beis HaMikdash, Ad Olam, that means that's all she wanted her son to be around for was the 50 years. Even though it's not what her Kavbana was, obviously. But in the language...
He was around 52 years.
Well, the Gemara is going to ask that in just a second. But the Gemara is basically saying you have to be so careful. This is what he says over here. Look at this, 32. Of course, she didn't intend that he live 50. Nevertheless, when praying, this is so important, and this is why when I hear Shlichei Tzibur going up and messing up the Ivra, it really bothers me, because the Gemara here says it matters how you daven. When praying, one must be careful to use words that are free of ambiguity, lest the prayer be granted according to its unintended meaning. What's that?
Where did you say that?
Yisav Shoshavod also says it. He's big on it. I mean, I can't tell you how many people say by the seventh bracha of Shmona Esrei, you're hearing them, they say, Bracha Hashem, Go'al Yisrael, instead of Go'el Yisrael. It's like completely wrong. Anyway, that's another time. We'll talk about that. It's advisable to pray briefly. Again, it's thus advisable to pray briefly. Don't go be Myrach, because if the more you say, the more likely it is you're going to make a mistake. When you pray briefly, you choose your words carefully. His chances of phrasing his request improperly is minimized. By praying excessively, you run the risk of eventually misspeaking, and this is what happened to Hannah. Now, it's very interesting. These words was not her conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
No.
She was talking to her husband, Elkanah. Since the scripture records her prayer, her descriptive statement to her husband is understood as reflecting her intent when she uttered those words. So it's as if she said, Ad Olam. Okay, so that's, we're getting even you know, into the weeds here. Intent versus the words that you're saying. Interesting. Anyway, so she's causing Shmuel to die early. Okay? Behind the line, but his life was actually 52 years old. So my answer is, the signs of 2 years that he was nursing, so those 2 years do not count. Now the next one I was going to talk about, Shishim. Now my cousin stopped here. He said, this is Ad Kan Daf Yud Aleph. You want to keep going? I mean, it's 8:56. We'll come on a few more lines, okay? The Shishim, one who dies at age 60, Misam or Batara. Of Chisku Shem Rabbi Yaakov Haracha, of Chisir, the Mir, Ishvan Oshim, Ha'ila, Dar HaRahazat. If anybody in these people, in other words, the Dar HaMidbar, Hashem makes, after the Meraglim, so he says they're not going to make it. Haga'atz Mechah, so let's see over here. The Yotzim in Mitzrayim, Ben Esim Shana. Somebody goes out of Mitzrayim, they're 20 years old. Ba'id also b'midbar b'ayim shana. And he lived another 40 years in the midbar. Umeis, and he dies. So how many years did he live in total? 60. So that's this. So Soimer, Haim, I'm sorry, Hameis, l'shishim shana, misa hamur batara. So that's, since that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's zera, right? He said he used the lashon of mace. Do they have the pasuk on the side here? That's quoted. Let's see what it says over here.
What are you looking for?
Looking for the pasuk that he said. The pasuk in Shlach. The pasuk in Shlach.
Yeah.
Which we Emira Irshban Ashim Haila Hadar Raza. Why isn't that there it is. Emira Irshban Ashim Haila Hadar Raza Asarat Satovash and Ishbati Lahem Lasis Lavo Seika. Okay. So actually it doesn't use the Lashon of Misa there. But it's a gzera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're not gonna see the land. So you see the gzera of not living from Hashem, which is Misa Bnei Shemayim, is age 60. Now, this all is, if you're working out, that's not really making a lot of sense over here. First of all, this gezeirah is taking place not the first year they went out of Mitzrayim. It was the second year. So it's really, right? 39 years. Second of all, someone could have come out of Mitzrayim at age 25, right? They didn't come out at age 20, right? So you could be 25 when you come out of Mitzrayim. Because they also applied to you, right?
Right.
So it ends up...
Yeah, but a lot of them died throughout the 40 years.
Exactly. So are we saying that the people who died in the 40th year were only the ones who were 20?
Yeah.
Sure. Maybe. Okay. So that's something to think about. In footnote 3, he goes at length about this. Okay, we'll stop here.
Well, we should do two more lines. One more line.
He hung up already. I'll in a way.
It says,